Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at how tech giants Google, Twitter, Facebook all removing videos and posts aimed at promoting Iranian propaganda. More on how America's biggest tech companies are battling misinformation in the ongoing cyber wars. But first, these tech headlines. Microsoft is being investigated by U.S. authorities over potential bribery and corruption related to software sales in Hungary. The U.S. Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are probing how Microsoft sold software such as Word and Excel to middlemen firms in Hungary and then sold those products to government agencies there in 2013 and 2014. According to a statement to the Wall Street Journal by the company's Deputy General Counsel David Howard, Microsoft is cooperating with the Justice Department and SEC. Waymo, Alphabet's self-driving unit, is steering into China and setting up a shop in Shanghai, giving parent company Alphabet a foothold in China as it considers rebooting its Google search engine behind the Great Firewall. Waymo's entry is the latest in a series of new China initiatives by units of Alphabet. Most recently, Google tested a project dubbed Dragonfly, a mobile version of its search engine that would adhere to the will of China's strict censors. And WSJ's CIO Journal says that if you're looking to take advantage of emerging technologies coming down the pipeline, figuring out what artificial intelligence means for your business might be a good place to start. In its latest look at technologies that could drive competitive advantage, Gartner predicts 80% of emerging tech will incorporate AI within the next 2 years. Specifically, the use of virtual assistants and deep neural networks, which roughly try to mimic the operations of the human brain, are predicted to become mainstream within 2 to 5 years. The Journal's Sarah Castellanos has more at WSJ.com. Coming up, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, among other tech giants, are targeting accounts linked to Iran. A look at the rising cyber adversary aimed at spreading misinformation. America's biggest tech companies are scrubbing their online networks of fake accounts, videos, and social media posts in their continuing effort to fight off the spread of misinformation. Let's get more. Joining us now from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
We had just reported on the podcast about Facebook flagging material from Iran, shutting it down. So let's pick it up from there, because shortly thereafter, Alphabet's Google also was doing a bit of cleanup in that department. Can you catch listeners up on the latest on that front? Because that's yet another example of the big picture, big tech doing all this to combat cyber attacks.
Yeah, that's right. So this really started on Tuesday when Facebook talked about taking down a number of pages and accounts. And some of those, quite a few of them, are related to what they called Iranian disinformation operation. It seems that Google and Facebook were really tipped off from the same source on the Iranian activity. A private security firm called FireEye had found all kinds of evidence of a variety of websites that were pretending to be something they were not. They looked like sort of independent media, liberal-focused independent media sites, or some of them were think tanks, and they were posting all of this news and information, much of it which was pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, critical of the Trump administration's policies on Iran, that kind of stuff. And the stories on these sites were being shared on Facebook, they were being shared on Twitter, and Google Plus as well. I think there were some YouTube videos also. So basically, social media platforms were the way this stuff was getting out to people. Right. And this company, FireEye, found the evidence that these sites were not legit. They took it to the tech companies, and the tech companies sort of shut down their social media presence.
Right. Not unlike, a lot of the information that came out of the Russia scandal in the 2016 election and beyond. Russia has been getting a lot of the focus these days. We're now learning a lot more about Iran. In terms of the tactics, have we learned about, how their cyber methods compare?
That's a good question. Well, the big difference, obviously, was in 2016, Russia was very aggressive in trying to influence the election. They were behind the leaks of information that was damaging to the Democratic Party, the hack of the DNC. Iranians are, well, they're considered to be sort of a second-tier, you know, cyber player. The Russians are thought to be elite, while Iran is kind of like an up-and-comer. So there's no evidence of them doing anything like that. These sites that were taken down, or these pages that were taken down, were more of a, just a, a good old-fashioned influence operation, I guess you would call it, almost like, trying to change the hearts and minds of Americans. But there was this deceptive nature to it. You know, we're used to entities like RT, you know, basically, which are seen of as kind of propaganda organs operating. But what seems to be a newer phenomenon in this day and age is these fake entities pretending, you know, none of them pretended to have any connection to Iran, but they were kind of sloppy in the way they set up these websites. And it was not, you know, a firm like FireEye could connect the dots relatively easily and find out that they weren't who they claimed to be.
Needless to say, Iran and the Trump administration have certainly had its back and forth lately, as the Journal has reported at length. Big tech will certainly have to work with big government to continue to stamp out this type of misinformation. It's a complicated relationship amid many complicated relationships. How do things stand right now?
Yeah. Well, last week, the tech companies held a meeting to discuss how to respond, and the government wasn't invited. I mean, it seems very much like they are taking matters into their own hands, and they don't want to be seen as dragging their heels at all when it comes to interference campaigns operated by foreign powers. So it's a really interesting question what kind of collaboration there's going to be, if there's going to be collaboration. At the same time, last week, there was a meeting held by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the Secretaries of State, along with Microsoft and Facebook, where they tried to share information on election interference. So, Microsoft and Google have really stepped up their interaction with state and local officials over the past 2 years, and they're really trying to do things to prevent a repeat of what happened in 2016. Nobody in these tech companies wants to be hauled in front of a committee and told to explain all the mistakes they made.
We'll leave it at that. Wall Street Journal reporter Robert McMillan, thanks so much.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, Tanya.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at The Wall Street Journal.